What up? Four Tops.
No Filter. Me. T. He. Mulatto. Mulatto.
Your lack of ethnicity bothers me.
So when you read the one from my page, then I'll read the one from my page because I got a bunch of ones.
Your lack of ethnicity bothers me.
You know that was good. That was dope. That was
solid.
Your lack of ethnicity bothers me.
So, rigmarole.
So, well, this is Four Times No Filters, and what we do here is we have four topics. We each bring a topic to the table. We talk about those topics roughly 20 to 30 minutes. And we move on about our, we try.
Our goal
is 20 to 30 minutes.
20 to 30 minutes.
Your goal?
We know your goal's
not
here,
my goal.
Yeah, we know that.
Okay.
When you're on, we're expecting hour-long topics.
Yeah, because I was disappointed. Like I said, the one topic I had, that I saw 34 minutes. Well, I was like, 34 minutes?
Yeah, well, there's a reason behind that. That's when the computer started fucking up.
That's true. We did have the little.
Yeah.
And we're also hoping that it does not happen. Yeah.
Cut it off.
Yeah. All right.
I'm not even going to stop recording. I'm hoping that'll help.
Okay.
I'm just going to record all the way through.
Okay.
And I'll just fucking do extra work on the back end.
Sorry.
It happens.
All right. So, basically what we're doing here is I'm going to start with me, the listener question of the week. I'm not going to introduce you because you did all your introductions. Everybody knows who the fuck you are. All right.
You better know who I am.
Who are you?
Dark Mulatto.
So, the Hurtsing question of the week is, do you consider the number of sexual partners before you date someone? And that's the question. And Gam's going to read the
ones from the page.
One from the page.
Okay. So the first one is you responding. What if they tell you their number without you asking?
Oh, yeah. Oh, please.
Would
don't
you
do
that.
You don't
want to
know?
So
you don't want to know at all.
No.
Which I don't either. I just was like,
No. But that wasn't the question. What if they tell you?
Just what if they tell you, though? Like, what if you overheard somebody in their
door? I don't
want
to
know.
No. Nobody wants to know.
Yeah,
but
so,
if they tell you.
The thing was, what if they're just like,
they threw it out there.
What if they're having a conversation? Hold on. What if they're having a conversation? What if they're having a conversation?
Would that stop you?
And you walk past. Like, say you're at work. And you was trying to get this girl. And you walk past and she's having a conversation. And girl, I didn't want to do it, but I did it. Now I'm at 57.
What's it? Is he laughing at me? Oh, shit.
So you heard it.
So
you didn't want to know.
You're free. Oh, shit.
Would you stop? Would you not?
There's only one reason why it doesn't bother me.
Why is that?
I'm not saying. It just wouldn't
hold
bother
up.
Me.
Wait. Let's pry into
hold
this.
Let's back up.
Yeah.
Last time I tried not to say something, you made me still say it. So
let's bring this out.
We're
in the trust rainforest.
It doesn't bother me because my number is 9.
Okay.
Okay. That's a 9 side of the table.
Yeah.
Just nine goes into 57 equally.
Yeah. I understand.
That's how math works.
Yeah.
Sometimes privacy is best.
You way behind.
So it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't. It wouldn't.
You need to work on your quota.
So it wouldn't bother you if.
Okay, I'm not.
Boy,
I'll explain that later. It's an inside joke. If you're a regular listener to the show, you would know.
It's in the trust rainforest.
It's an inside joke.
But, yeah, if I heard that, I'm not saying 57 would bother me, because it probably would. Everybody would be like, God damn.
All
but
right.
Would 37 bother you less?
Well, yeah, it's 20 less than that. Hell yeah.
Question. I don't know if you guys.
What if it's 20 less quality?
Did girl pet answer the question?
I
don't know right now. That's why I'm asking.
Because
she said, I don't want to know about them, but if they want to know how many I've been with, I'll tell them.
I don't
want to
know.
Okay,
then,
cool.
But
if they want to know.
Sarah said, hashtag experienced. Nailed it.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Okay. Wait. That was just the question that you posted to respond to somebody. So these are the comments. Yeah. Okay. So this is the responses to that question.
Yeah.
I only ask questions I want to know the answer to. I don't care to know the number. Okay. Cool. So next one was, I don't see the point in telling somebody or asking about it. Cool. And then it goes again. But what if they volunteered the number? Is there any number that would be disheartening? sure there's a lot of numbers that would be disheartening.
57, apparently.
But obviously, you're like, oh, shit, that's disheartening. But it doesn't stop your will. It might stop your mind, but it doesn't stop the body. All right. Next one. Our dog, I'm not giving names. As long as
our dog,
as long as I'm,
our dog,
I'm the only one they are with while we are together, then it doesn't matter. I would prefer not to know, but it wouldn't change how I felt. She keeping it real, and then H dog over here. I agree with that. Like, if you, she sounds weird.
For real.
Like. If you were
I agree
man.
With that. Like, if you were a man...
man-ho.
Oh, hold on.
I gotta get into character. H-Dog. H-Dog. And...
I agree with that. Like, if you were a man-ho before... Please, keep that to yourself.
I feel like she missed a comma there.
See.
And we're out of Mean Girls.
Yes.
All right, so the next one was Lil T with... He's like... Nah, fam. Ignorance is bliss. Which is... It is.
I didn't know there was beers in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
no.
No, I don't care.
Okay, so the next comment is from H-Dog again. What you did before me...
He doesn't want to twist throwing out German names.
Yeah.
Okay.
What you did before me doesn't matter. It matters what you do once we are together.
Okay.
Okay, truth. And then our dog over here. I normally don't ask because I probably don't want to know.
Okay.
Asking,
but you know you don't want to know.
And then M Dog over here.
M Dog,
as long as you aren't a virgin, I don't care about the rest. Speaks volumes. I like it.
As long as you're not a virgin, I don't want.
And then
so, hold on.
I'll wait on you, dogs.
Yes.
Girl Pass said, most don't care, but my ex did. LOL. And then fucking Sarah said, so I gave birth to a linebacker. We got stitched the fuck up, so I'm like a virgin again.
Hit him with the Madonna.
Oh, man. That's hilarious.
Alright.
Hey, he was a giant. I'm just saying.
Okay, so we go back. to you, dog. And then, I prefer not to know. I don't want to know what anybody did before me. I know. People have done some things. Like, I know some people that have done some things with 5 people. And then there's people that went up through, like, 15, and they haven't done the things that these 5 people have done.
Oh.
Yeah, I was with the 85 Bears once.
Wait, the whole team?
All of them?
The 85 Bears? Actual Bears.
And then we have S-Dog over here. What happened before you is none of your business? What happened?
I think it was supposed to be my business.
Okay, because what happened before me is none of my own business? Okay.
Well, because I think it's coming from their perspective. So whatever happened before you is none of your business.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Oh,
so
okay, gotcha.
I hit him with a politician answer in the heartbeat. I do not recall how many vaginas
I had sexual relations
with that woman.
I do not recall.
I'm not going to ask you, so don't ask me.
The fifth?
Cool.
That's one of those answers where you if a girl ever say, I ain't going to ask you, don't ask me.
Okay, and I'm like, I'm going to automatically assume, I'll be like, oh, we're on the same level. I like, we leveled up and we're about the same level.
Get on my level, hoe.
So, B Dog is no, period. Past is the past. And then G Dog, no.
So solid. It doesn't stop anybody.
Okay, I'm going to go. And past is the past. We all have one. That's J Dog, and that's the last one. So basically, everybody, all these females,
don't give a shit about what you did before them. Basically, what that's saying.
Yeah.
Which is good to know. That's cool, because I wouldn't tell them any goddamn way.
And if you did, would you lie to them?
So Jillian says the number.
Because 9 seems far-fetched.
The number of yours or theirs? I personally feel like it shouldn't matter. We are all adults, have a past. As long as we both are clean and healthy, it shouldn't matter. Just date somebody you like. And Mark's like,
are you laughing because you're not clean and healthy?
Mark says, as long as she's not a virgin, I don't really care. Mark says, as long as she's not a virgin, I don't care. Chris says, I don't really care as long as she doesn't have anything. James says, absolutely not. The only thing that matters is that you're on the same page in your sexual wants and desires. That's huge, right?
Oh, yeah. Because if I want something that you have
and
experienced or
done. And then we have Gene.
Fucking Gene.
Gene says, no. The question to ask is, where are the condoms?
Two do that.
If you're at that raw dog stage, when were you last tested? I can give an ant's dick about how many partners he has had, as long as he is clean and dicks me down.
And dicks me down good. I'm really small.
And she's like, yes, daddy, come give me that good dick. Like, I don't even like reading her responses sometimes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you say it out loud. You say it out loud. Yeah. Like, dude. PG that.
Marcel says, shouldn't matter.
Wait, did you see? Did Ryan's comment on that?
Yeah. I should have maybe pumped the brakes a little. Yeah, Gene. Yeah, pump the brakes. I got to fucking read this shit. Marcel says, shouldn't matter. Already mentioned, they are in a walking STD bank. Guys care about...
Do they have those?
They walk now?
No, just STD bank. Said,
I was like, oh, they walk?
She said, guys care about this more than women, I believe. And I was like, oh, I want to have that conversation. Like,
with the female?
Yeah, when a female's here, like, I want to know...
Do they care more?
Do guys care more about this, or do women care more about this?
Sarah says, I give a fuck.
I give a fuck.
So that's already contrary to your belief.
And Sarah wants to know?
Yeah, that's...
No, she doesn't want to know. She doesn't really care.
Oh, she doesn't give a fuck about the numbers.
She fuck about the numbers, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
It looks more like I give a fuck.
Yeah, like, she says I give a...
Oh, maybe. Maybe that she does. I don't know.
But she spelled it G-I-V-E-V-A.
All one word.
Oh,
fuck.
I don't know.
That's why I was like throwing off. So
Okay, I'll roll with it. Yeah, I didn't study. She doesn't care.
Yeah, that's how I.
That's Ebonics 104, and I didn't get that far. I went to 102, but then I dropped out.
So I said, when I was younger and kind of jealous person, I did. But the older I got and am getting, it's not really.
So the more experience,
not their business. As long as they're clean and healthy, use protection. But if you get to know them first, you will know. If you should say hell no.
Why did Sarah say that was intense?
I'm guessing it was the Gene answer. It would be my guess.
Yeah.
But
when they read out the Gene, it was definitely intense.
Jesse says hell no. So basically every woman said the exact... Do you have anybody...
Every woman said the same thing?
Yeah, they all said the same thing. And I pretty much agree. Like, I'm not sure.
They're fucking liars.
I just don't want to know.
It's funny.
I do believe that there's a number where you'd be like...
Oh, shit.
I think they're lies. I think there's at least half of the people talking about, I don't care. They do care.
And that's why, because I was the one that asked, if they just gave you the number, what would you say? Like, is there a number? But no, and they still was super political about that.
It's the Mr. and Ms. Smith scene.
Because
remember when Angelina Jolie all of a sudden tells him 198, and he's like... And he's over there still trying to process it. She's like, are you okay? And he's just like, and he just gives her a hand signal.
And then he's like,
yeah, don't talk to me.
Some of them are at the same time.
Yeah. I feel like that's the situation. Like, I don't need you blurting out you've been with 198.
No, but he asked because he's like, I'll tell you the truth right now. It's this much.
Oh, he said, you know, kind of, what'd he say? High 50s, low 60s, whatever. And then I know she's like, 198. He's like, wait, what? How's that even possible?
And she's just like,
somewhere two at a time. And I'm like, and it's weird because they don't really say, like, if that's people they killed
or
if that's people they banged. Yeah. And that's why I thought that scene was so brilliant. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't want to know that, bitch. You ain't got to tell me.
So, Sarah.
That's why you loose.
I give a fuck about partners and what's going on down there. So.
Okay.
That's what they give a.
Yeah, until you take a look at the penis and something's wrong with it, whatever, you can say it all you want. It's the same thing. Until I get in there and all of a sudden I'm slipping the slide and I got to work the edges, then we got a problem. We talked about this before. I'm like, no, then it's a problem.
I got to work the
edges. If it's tight, we good.
Sarah's asking numbers right now. He said nine.
Who's numbers?
Girl Pat said 198. That's a lot.
Nine.
Well, let's just skip this. What?
But,
no, because
I don't see that question.
Yeah, I don't see that question. It doesn't come up in my feed.
Oh, that's classic, dude. You just.
But no, I did ask this.
Don't even really answer.
And
I've said the same answer for fucking 10 years.
What a surprise! But
no, this has been about 4 years.
This is what I say. So if I ever been asked,
that's called Alzheimer's.
Selective Alzheimer's, fuck yeah, dementia, whatever you want to call that shit.
But no, I did ask this at work, and I did like get a consensus answer, and I do think it literally depends on your own number. I feel like once your number is in the low range, you do care. And I had to go back and think about myself, like when I was in the low number, which is like not too long ago. But like when you're like at your one or two stage, you're like, oh, I kind of do care. Like, you don't think about how you don't really want to say you care, but you're like, oh, I've been almost one or two. But as a guy, you're like, I'm just trying to get it now.
Yeah.
Because you don't really dare to ask the people you're with when you're younger. And then after a while, you just don't care. And my low
numbers, I really didn't. That was not something I ever thought about. Like,
two?
Yeah, well, I never was like.
Nine?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I know.
Nine is high. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. Like, that's not experience, bro.
Don't do that.
Well, no. I do whatever fuck I want you, my nigga. It's fine, bitch.
It's funny because, like, there's
two
people.
It's on video now.
There's, like, two. There's three people, actually, that ask at work who have really low numbers. Yes. And then they're like, yeah, I wouldn't want if they had, like, more than five. And I was like, no, five?
Sam's cracking me up.
Nah, it's just tight.
Yeah, you got sewed up. You already told everybody. We know. You got sewed up. That's tight. All right.
No, but like they're like at really no numbers. And I still remember asking this like a year ago to one person who now has more numbers. And then they're like, at first they did care because they just had got out of a relationship and they cared about numbers. Oh, I don't want to go this. And now a year later, a year of being single, they're like, fuck, I don't give a fuck. Like, and I was like, yeah, that's so.
Caution to the wind.
Yeah. YOLO. Literally.
My answer.
And then so like I do think that? Like it just depends on your numbers and how you're viewing it right now.
When somebody tries to ask me how many people I with, my answer is always the same. I'm like, well, I don't know how many people you've been with. See, well, I'll tell you if you want. I don't want to know. So no, I don't want to know.
What if they blurted right there and said, "Well, now I just told you. Tell me." 198.
198. Pineapples.
I'm out. Now you pissed me off because now you went somewhere I didn't want to go.
True.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure there's a number where I go.
I'm pretty sure there is a number, but I don't want to know what you're
doing. I don't
really
want to know because
I might go, for 198.
Oh, for 198, no, we can't. I mean, even.
I don't
want to
talk
even
about
Angelina
my number,
Jolie.
So I don't want to talk about your number.
I'm not big on Angelina Jolie, so.
It's
not.
Weird.
I do love the movie, though. Yeah.
It's weird because at 198, and now I'm thinking you're a liar.
I agree.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, you probably
but girls, it's way easier for a girl to get.
No,
to
it's easy to get to 198. I'm just thinking like, I'm like, damn,
that's weird.
If you did get to that, you wouldn't admit to it. And now are you just trying to impress me with experience? Are you trying to get me there?
But they were. But they were in a weird situation. Yeah, they were trying to tell. They were trying to be super truthful because they had lied to each other for 5 years.
Here's an experiment.
Oh,
I love this experiment.
Oh, like the Dear Mama one? Is that? No. It's not.
Let's
it's
say,
a challenge.
Let's say somebody asks you.
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it.
Let's say somebody asks you and you just throw out a number that's just so out there.
You tried it?
Yeah.
503.
Wait, what's 503?
Like if a girl asks you how many girls you've been with, you just say 503.
Oh, I don't know if anyone do that. I don't think it's gonna work.
It's just an experiment. I'm just saying. I would love to see how that goes down.
Jesus. I'm assuming she'd just be like, ugh. I don't know.
Like if she
I don't know
really,
how this one.
Let's put it this way.
So
if
she,
only
she,
when
she,
she's that adamant and she wants to know,
she did,
and then you like know how many
she
people
Mr.
you've been
Mrs.
with.
Mrs. Jones, you? She's like, high 50s, low 60s, and you're like, 598.
That would be awesome. And you know she's like, she's going to pull a fucking a Brad Pitt. She's going to have to take some time to digest that.
Yeah.
Everybody
like,
said the exact same thing. So nobody said anything different than what we all saying.
So
next week when we have everybody in the lobby again, let's ask that exact same question and say, 503 people, go. Are you still going to sleep with that person?
If
I'm saying no right now.
Everybody said
that
they
don't
care.
People, I know. And I said I don't care either. But 503 people is fucking... That's a lot.
Stacey Dash tells you that you're not going to hit?
No. Fuck her, no.
ScarJo? For $200, you can get in whatever you want.
That's why I'm not. You can pay for it. You can get it at high. No.
I'll pay.
No.
Oh, don't let me stand next to you and she say 200. That 200 coming out of my pocket real quick. Oh, he'll pay.
I'm pretty sure 598 is going to pay for ScarJo. No, 598 people are going to pay that 200 for ScarJo.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Just happened to be 589.
My friend Boyd said, I did a girl who did that. You did a girl. Okay. Threw out a big ass number, and my thought was, do I have a condom?
That's funny.
I mean, that's the correct answer. I can say that. That's a good response.
Well, that goes right in line with his grandma boy quote from the movie Grandma's Boy, where the chick was like, oh, you're my 3,000.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I should have worn a condom. Yeah.
The grandma? Or yeah. The grandma's friend?
Yeah.
Okay, so what she said, 503? No way.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't care about the person's past, but 503 is a no way?
I mean, I'm telling you, there's a point in time where it matters.
I kind of want to go into the subject, because then you're like, what if you didn't know it was 503, but then later
on,
do you
continue to do it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm already done now. Yeah. Like, I'm 504 now.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, I'm like Levi's.
Here we go. Here we go. I bet there's somebody you've been with that's been with 503 and you just didn't know it.
I doubt that.
Damn, 503 is pretty up there, dude.
I mean, unless you've been with Ric Flair, I doubt that she knows anybody that's been with 500 people.
Hey, first of all, there's girls that fly up to Vegas and sell their pussy all the time, and you don't even fucking know it.
Guess what?
Wait.
Yeah, what is she guessing?
I don't know.
So yes, right. you know somebody that's been with 503,
or you've been with 503.
I don't think. I think.
Hey, let her answer.
I stopped myself.
Don't put words in her mouth.
Curiosity.
Let her answer.
So, Pat, what do you think?
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know at all.
That, and really,
I don't
want to
know. Never will want to know.
And really, I don't care enough to ask. Really.
Yeah.
Okay, so like I said, what if you already with somebody and then later on somehow you found out 503 and then they pursue you again?
How bad are they?
Can I say it always matters how good looking they are.
The whole sex act was above average. Obviously, it has to be above average. You have a lot of experience.
Can I slide a finger in first just to check the gauge?
Like you're already there.
I'll sound like, wait a minute.
Tire gauge.
Wait a minute. Oh, goddamn. I gotta put 3 in there just to feel some friction. Nah, I'm good.
Someone my age to be with 503, they'd have to be with someone new every few weeks.
Or two at a time. You don't know.
Apparently, she doesn't know about Will Chamberlain.
How old are you, girl Pat? Let's see. So to be with 503, let's say girl past 20.
Porn star, no problem.
503, let's say you start having sex.
17?
Let's use 16. Okay. 16 to 25 is nine years. 52 weeks. 52 times 5 times 9 is 45.
Wait, 52 weeks at a. So one person a week for 9 years? Yeah. You're saying? Fuck.
That's still.
So roughly about in the 450.
450. So still. That's like once somebody week, every week for 9 years.
Yeah.
That's pretty difficult.
400, yeah. 460. Especially if you're doing two.
468, is that what they'd be?
Yeah, something like that.
And you have a really good week one day.
This thing. I learned 3 years ago when I was
500 for a 40-year-old starting at 20 is 25 a year, roughly 2 a month. That's nothing. That's a good way to break it down, but getting 2 a month...
So 10 years, that's...
Getting 2 a month is not as easy as it seems for 25 years. For 25 years, 2 a month, that's not... That's not like, it's like, it's almost not sustainable.
Did she give her number?
No, that's her age.
Oh, I was about to say. All right. We in the trust tree in this motherfucker.
She's like, this is on the internet, motherfucker.
Like I said, this is what so roughly this is 10 what years for me.
Yeah, starting, 10 years. So you have 10 years.
So
that's 500 and
at the Wynn.
520.
One a week for 10 years.
Yeah. So 520? Yeah.
When I was in Vegas at the Wynn 3 years ago, during March Madness, there was some... My boy ran into some basic bitches from Arizona that went up there basically because they knew they could sell their pussy for the weekend and get paid.
Yeah.
And they were charging $500. And I was like, back in Phoenix, I wouldn't bang you for free. So I don't even know if you charge me for $500. And I didn't hit. I knew people that did.
No, I'm not saying. Okay, so we're talking about if you're hoeing. That's prostitutes.
And there's a lot of women out there that we don't know
well,
about.
Well, like,
the
he answered his
1845?
Fuck you, boy. Fucking douchebag.
He might have been talking to me.
You're the douchiest of bags. You know that?
$1845?
Fuck that. Whatever, man.
I'm just saying, like,
10 years ago, maybe.
It's really hard to sustain those numbers. 2 a month, like
it is. But Will Chamberlain said he's with 10,000 women.
He said 20,000. Ric Flair's are 10.
Oh, does that make that better? Like, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Some of them were Twitter time.
I'm saying, but that's the truth. That's what he said.
Girlfriend said, no.
I got 27
is my age.
I got you now. I didn't know. You just threw out a random 27.
I wish there was a wink button. I'm like, yeah,
I know.
Oh, man.
I'm okay with that. He's being douchiest of bags, by the way.
You're the douchiest of bags. I love that phrase.
Is this the end of this topic?
Are we done?
Yeah, I think this is the end.
Yeah, because we're already transitioned to a new topic.
Wait a minute. I don't think everybody clearly gave their answer. I do not want to know.
Nobody wants to know.
Roundabout talk.
Nobody wants to know.
I don't want to know.
Nobody wants to know. And nowadays, this is the
weird.
50s. I feel like in the 50s,
because the way you kept answering, I was like, what if they divulged the answer without you knowing?
I don't even want to know how many dildos you have. I don't even want to know how many you've had.
I do.
And you in that day.
You want to know how many dildos they have?
Yeah.
Why? You don't even like porno with cocks in it. Why would you want to know about cocks?
That's not a real one. That's a fake one.
So you watch pornos with fake dildos in it?
All time.
With fake cocks in it? You said you didn't like fake or real cocks.
No, I didn't say that.
He just likes the real one?
I just swore you said that.
No real cocks in my porn.
So you like
porn.
Fake cocks?
Yes.
I can't say yes to that, dude.
You should elaborate. You don't like them, but you don't mind them in your porn.
Yeah. He walked right into that, too. Oh.
Nobody here thinks I fucking play with dildos in my booty.
I don't know.
Watching.
Well, I don't care.
Well, now.
You guys don't even avoid mine, but fuck you.
Literally.
Well, now.
My fams came in.
Right on that comment?
Like, right around the time you guys were talking about
Sorry, Melvin. No dildos in the booty hole. But I'm saying, like, I do want to know what they got going on. Like, I'm intrigued by that.
Yeah,
that
more
intrigues
than one
me.
Hole.
But I do get it because if you walk into them and check the fucking fucking nightstand and it's fucking the American Challenge in there, you're like, oh shit, I'm not working with this.
it's exactly.
I checked the nightstand. Out of the three they have, it's just like
if she pulls out this little tiny thing, you're like, ha, that's so cute. And then she pulls out the fucking Darth Vader sword, you're like, god damn, I don't want no parts of that. It wouldn't be no lightsaber, it'd be the dark saber.
Why does it gotta be dark? What if it's green?
It's a
light it could be
saber.
The dark saber. I don't know. It could be green. I don't
you're
know.
Just assuming that's because they're gonna pull out a big giant black dildo.
That's what you're going with?
Yeah. Right, because it's big, it's black. Yeah. The Hulk Master 2000. Why can't it be green?
Why not?
Yeah. What could it be like the Hulk? Red. Red and yellow.
It's angry. Why does it look so angry?
So you
have no interest
Halloween,
in a girl,
so like candy corn.
In a girl sex toys?
No.
None.
Well, I mean, I don't want to know, but.
If she pulls one out, and she wants to play. Like,
there's one person I mess with, and she pulled out a toy.
At a night?
He was like, "Is this okay?" And I was like,
sure. Yeah.
But I didn't even finish it. I was like, "Yeah, I gotta go."
And total turn off.
Yeah.
Hulk smash.
Fucking boy, he's a Hulk fan too. Fucking
so,
yeah.
Gams, so you don't want to know what they're playing with?
I kind of do, but because I'm saying, like, it's fucking.
Hey, boy, if a girl pulls out a sex toy, are you like turned off or on? I don't know what boy says.
I guess it depends. It depends on the toy. If she's like, oh,
so
I want to use this too.
Oh, see,
I want to use this too, and I'm like,
comment.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, go for it. Let's do this.
We have tonight.
But if they whip out like if they whip out like fucking 12 around, and I'm like, oh, you
I'm just
with
saying,
this too?
There was one time
I don't know what I'm doing,
where a girl
but...
was like, she was like, she pulled out like this box, and there's like a bunch of shit in there, and I was like, oh fuck, I was not prepared for that. Like, I'm going into this, I was like, oh, this is what we're doing now. Okay, cool. She pulled this box. I was like, oh, that's way more than I thought you
pulled out a fucking treasure chest.
A box. And
unlock
I was like,
that shit.
And then one of them was like,
which one you want in your ass?
One of them was like. Majorly, it's entirely too big. So I'm like, wait a minute. And I start doing the math in my head, and I was like, oh, wow. Like, and I'm nowhere near that. I can't compare to that specific toy.
Boy.
And I don't know how often you use that thing.
Yeah.
That's like but that was just ginormous.
Ginormous.
Yeah.
Boyd said, I've actively solicited using a toy. Bust that shit out.
See?
Yeah, see?
See?
So, like,
I don't know what that means.
Solicited?
Oh, he wanted them to use it. Okay, yeah, I'm okay. See, I'm the same.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, bring it out.
Bring them out.
It's hard to yell
when the barrel's in your mouth.
I never watched them jump in.
Yeah. He said, sit back and watch them jump in.
Yeah, see, I'm the same way.
Well, like, not while I'm in and all of a sudden the toy comes. I'm like,
why?
I'm okay with that.
I don't have no problem with that. Fucking. Yeah. I mean, if she is, I'm just saying, if you were doing it and she had time to reach in her drawer and fucking pull out a toy.
First of all, this was a smash and dash. It was the one and only. So this is the first time that ever went over.
Oh, this is a one and only? Then I would not give a fuck then. I'm like, oh, let's see how like.
It would only be weird if they wanted to use it on you. Girl pass.
Oh, wait, if the girl wants to use it on the guy?
Oh, yeah, that is would weird. Be weird. Yeah. I'd have to go with the
I tap out. That's angry pineapples. Dolphin. Pineapples right
angry
here.
Angry dolphin.
Me, pineapples. Myself, and Irene.
Yeah.
It looks like somebody had fun last night. You used it on yourself. You got his fucking ass in the
pineapples.
Sink.
Pineapples.
Boyd said you ain't doing it right.
Yeah, if you're in the middle and she's reaching over and grabbing.
I'm just saying.
She was high out of her fucking mind.
I mean, yeah, but I'm saying
blazed
like,
out. I'm like, God, you couldn't at least share.
He's like, okay, that's enough.
Yeah, she wanted to use it on you. I pass, pass, I'll be like, pass, you know, hard pass.
I'll be like,
I mean, now it's a soft pass.
Zing! That was a good one.
All right, we're gonna do the second topic. Right. You got second topic going. We're gonna pause for a second.
Actually, I'm gonna shut the Facebook off now.
Okay, because this is the group one, so the other one you gotta tune in and look at the content.
All right, so we're gonna tune you out. Sorry,
I tried. Yeah. But thank you. Whoever number 10 just signed in, I'm sorry you missed the whole.
You can go back and watch it.
Yeah.
It's actually a long episode.
Yeah, this is one. Like 2 hours right here. This is
next Friday.
Hard pass.
I won't be here, but tune in because I probably will, and I'll talk a lot of shit.
Okay, quiet down, everybody, just real quick, so I know where to cut this. Thank you.